Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Mediation is a process in which a third-party neutral assists in resolving a dispute between two or more other parties. It's a non-adversarial approach to conflict resolution. The newly formed Clatsop Community Mediation Services is now working with people in our community. And today, I have Melody Twiss, Chair of Clatsop Community Mediation Services, and Mary Rose Pearsall, Vice Chair of Clatsop Community Mediation Services, to tell us about who they are and what they're doing. Welcome to the program, Mary Rose.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Good to have you here, and nice to see you, Melody.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. What you're doing is very important. We live in a litigious world, but before we talk about Clatsop Community Mediation Services, let's talk about each of you, please. Would you please tell us about yourself? I would love to hear about Mary Rose Pearsall.
Hello, I'm Mary Rose. I came to this county about 20 years ago. I immigrated from England, and since my arrival, I've worked in state and local and county government agencies, as well as nonprofit. I am a psychotherapist and counselor by training, social worker also, and currently I am working in private practice, working with clients who suffer from addictions and other issues. So while I am not an actual mediator, I am fully in support of mediation services and am excited to be bringing it to this community.
Oh, great. And Melody, please tell us about yourself.
Thank you. I've been in the community for about 17 years, and my husband is more well-known than I am, and his name is John Twiss, and he runs Twiss Air Service at the Warrenton at the Astoria Regional Airport in Warrenton. And I became interested in mediation because I was concerned about people and their conflicts. And so the college had had dispute resolutions there with Anasuya Silga, and she asked for people who wanted to assist people with their conflicts to take a class. And it was 32 hours of family mediation. And I thought, whoa, this is an opportunity for me to learn something I don't really know anything about, but I sure see a need for. And so when Anasuya had her class, and the teacher was professionally trained in family mediation and all other kinds of mediation, and she trained a group of 22 students in our community. And so from that group, we still have a couple of mediators. But on to more about myself. We eventually went into small claims mediation, and me and a few of those mediators from the family mediation, we have been working with small claims mediation for 8 to 9 years, and it has been my passion because it really hits my heart when I see two disputing people come to an agreement. It just makes me so elated when I go home. I'm just on cloud nine because I had a part in helping them bring that to that horrible thing that came into the room with all the tension that they had to bring it into an agreement that they both agreed on and was able to carry out their agreement to their satisfaction.
That's great. I there's an old saying, I think it's an old Arabic saying, which is the judge of the children's disputes hung himself. Because who's telling the truth? How do you determine that? And it really isn't about truth. It's about getting people to talk because everyone has a different perception. And it's about getting people to really come to the table. So let's talk about the definition of mediation. What is community mediation?
Okay. Community mediation is voluntary. And it's a confidential process where one or two mediators come together with two or more parties, and we just help people with their dispute to become a mutually acceptable solution to their conflict. Mediation is not something where the mediators make a solution for you or give you suggestions. This is something that comes from two disputants that, given the opportunity, they'll come to their own solution about what they can live with. And mediation is a process where we just facilitate their conversation, and we help them identify their issues and generate their own solutions so that they can have more control over their outcome.
And why is mediation so important today? Because the courts are full, attorneys, it's very expensive for people to try to, whether it's a neighbor or a business or an employer or a parent. Why do you think that mediation is so timely and important right now?
Mediation is important because it's going to bring peace to the community, because people who are living next door to each other and arguing over the fence or disputing about the barking dog, or who have difficulties deciding on noise levels and other seemingly small issues, they can very quickly escalate, get out of hand, until people are so uncomfortable and so unhappy being near one another that the whole neighborhood is actually affected, and children are affected by their parents being in dispute. And so what we are trying to do is bring these disputes to an end in a much more communal, community-based way before it ever escalates into something that has to be formalized through legal avenues, judges, lawyers, etc. And our service is free. People who may or may not be able to afford to go the legal route can access mediation at no cost. And so we are hoping that mediation will bring our community to resolution before ever we get to a point of needing legal help.
That's amazing that it is a free service that you offer. And I know you're working on your 501c3 status right now. It is so needed, because living with toxic emotions, living with anger, which is not resolved, leads to disease and illness. And as you say, if there's a dispute in a neighborhood, it pollutes the entire neighborhood.
That's true. Yep.
And you were trained as a mediator, Melody, and you have been part of that. And you've just said how rewarding it is to see people come together and figure out a solution.
Yes, it's very rewarding.
What if, though, they come into the room with just so much animosity and anger, they don't even want to be together? And
well, one of the things that we do with disputants is we have them both agree to come to mediation in good faith and try to work out the conflicts. And it's work to get people to... Well, the thing is that when people come to mediation, they are at this level.
They're really upset.
Very, very upset. They have tried everything. Or maybe they don't know what to try, and they're just hiding in fear. There was one man I heard of that didn't go on vacation for 3 years because he was afraid that his neighbor was going to throw garbage over his fence.
Okay.
You know, and these two neighbors were able to mediate a solution for, I think it was something about dogs. And so a lot of times people are able to put up with something for a long time, and they try to work out their own solutions on their own, and they get so frustrated. And finally, when they hear about there's somebody neutral that'll help me, they go, you know, I think maybe we could do this. And so one person says, I think we need some help. And so then they call, and then the mediator meets with them. And it's a touchy thing going to the other party, but it's also a relief for the other party to hear, you know, maybe this is one way out of this, is to go and meet face to face and work on some of these things that we've been dealing with.
For example, let's say I called you and I said, I'm having trouble with a neighbor, since we're using that as an example, and I call Classic Community Mediation Services, and we're going to give the phone number and the address, the email where people can reach you, since this is a free community service. And I call you and I say, well, I've tried to talk to this person, and this person is not speaking to me and will not speak to me, and here's the dilemma. And then what's the next step? Then do you call the other person and say, X would like to meet with you, and we are here to help you, and we are neutral, and we will create an atmosphere and a place where you can hopefully harmoniously resolve this to both of your satisfactions? I mean, is that what you do then?
We go through the process of asking the person who called what they have been doing, you know, what's has their solution been so far, you know. how they tried to resolve it. And so with those kinds of things, we go to the other neighbor and we bring them to that point too. A lot of times they're like, my neighbor called this, but then actually we present ourselves as a go-between,
facilitator
to help the two of these people communicate.
And I think the main part about it is that the other party is often relieved to hear that their neighbor is actually trying to do something. And the mediator has a great part in bringing that second party to the table, because there's this sense, well, at long last, we're moving forward. Because very frequently, people, once they've got into an argumentative place, don't know how to resolve it. They don't know what to say next. And so the mediator is somehow able to break that deadlock once one or other of the parties has actually approached the mediation services. And things then can move forward because somehow the dam is being unblocked and those pent-up feelings start to be resolved.
And it seems to me then that the skills that, and your volunteer mediators are people who have had training in mediation, and they're all volunteers, which is marvelous. So they've had training in mediation, conflict, and communication skills, and they don't blame, they don't judge. What are the qualities of a good mediator? Just you have to be able to listen and then try to, how does that work?
Sure. A mediator has to be patient, can't get discouraged. In fact, a mediator has to have a hope that the solutions are within the people, and when a mediator has this hope, they can it sort of transfers eventually after many processes have gone through. You know, the anger's been diffused. They are able to talk with one another. They still can't figure it out, but they do have it within them. So there's a sense of confidence that they have, and a sense of patience. They listen well. They also care about people. And they have a sense of calmness, because fighting can really be emotional. And they ask very good questions. And sometimes when everything's been looked at and they still can't come to a solution, one of the best questions asked is, Are you thinking about moving?
Really? Okay, so that would be for a neighbor, let's say.
Neighbor, right.
Right.
And so then it brings them right back to, no, we're not. And no, we don't want to leave here without a solution. And so they work again. The disputants do a lot of work when they're going through a mediation process. One thing about a mediator is that sometimes silence, well, a mediator shouldn't be afraid of silence, because sometimes silence allows people to think and think about just what they're going to be saying. And so we give them time. And mediator's also not open, well, is open-minded and doesn't believe that there's really rights and wrongs. People, when they come in, they feel that they're totally right and the other person's totally wrong, and vice versa. And we work through that. We work through with what do they want, what are the issues they want to work on, and we put it up on a board. Here's the issues that you've mentioned, and so then which one do you want to work on first? Or maybe the mediator say, let's work on this one. It's all determined on what's happening in the room. But they do work on the issues, and they pound out solutions, and they also don't take sides.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about the newly formed Clatsop Community Mediation Services, a free service here in our community with trained volunteers. And today my guests are Melody Twist. She is the chair of Clatsop Community Mediation Services, and Mary Rose Pearsall, who's the vice chair of Clatsop Community Mediation Services. And I'm going to give you their phone number right now, and I'm also going to leave it at the station so that you can call afterwards if you'd like to talk with them about any questions you have about mediation. The phone number is 503-298-5379. That's 503-298-5379. What types of disputes can be mediated? We've been talking a lot about neighbors, but what other types of disputes can be mediated?
Interestingly, we can mediate between parents and teens, and that is an area that we have one or two mediators who are particularly trained and interested in, because that can be a huge area of conflict in families. We can also work with businesses and employers who are having difficulty with their employees, or possibly where people are not satisfied with their services. Mediation can help get through fairly quickly into that situation so that it doesn't escalate.
That's right. And we also will be working with landlord and tenant issues. And if you can, may I read a story?
Certainly.
From another ADR group, which is the Alternative Resolutions. Fran and Darlene, not their real names, were neighbors in an apartment building and were trying to get each other evicted. And one day they were embarrassed to find themselves in a heated argument in front of the building with their children and neighbors looking on. Their children were no longer allowed to play together, and Fran and Darlene had very different lifestyles. Darlene was a married career woman, and Fran was a single mother on public assistance. And they realized that they needed the help of the local community dispute resolution center to talk about their conflict. And during the mediation, they were asked by the mediators about their hopes and dreams for their children. They realized how much they had in common in this regard. They agreed to come back for a second session. Between sessions, Fran's son told Darlene's daughter that they'd be able to play together soon. And Fran told him that she was working things out with Darlene. At the final session, Darlene shared that hearing of Fran's intention to resolve the situation was a turning point for her. It gave her hope that they could get along as neighbors. The mediation ended as Fran and Darlene thought of ways to make their neighborhood safer and more pleasant for their children. The landlord and the neighbors benefited, as well as Fran and Darlene.
Really, you have to have a willing spirit and you have to be hopeful. And it seems like that's what you try to do, is to, you all then need to convince people to try to come to the table and see if things can work out. And in most cases, it does. In most cases, mediators are successful. Isn't that true?
That is very true. That's very true. As long as the mediator doesn't offer their own solutions, their own ideas, and the agreement is written up with the disputants, they are going to own their own process here. And oftentimes they'll, 2 weeks later, things will kind of be slipping maybe a little bit. Something might have gone wrong, and somebody will pull out that contract. They go, hey, this is what we agreed on. Let's go look at this again. And that becomes their guide for the frustrations that they've had to live with. And they go, we did agree on this. And oftentimes an agreement will be writing out why they agreed on this, so that 2 weeks and 3 months down the line, they can still hold to it because it was theirs.
Well, what I'm seeing in this brochure, which you have and which is going to be distributed throughout our communities, is the mediation meeting is an informal discussion in which all participants are given time to describe their concerns. The mediators facilitate the discussion, ask questions, and write up any agreement the participants reach. The mediators are not judges and will not impose a solution. The agreement is the responsibility of the participants themselves. You help, though, because you're there, you write it up, it's in their language, and as you say, they take responsibility for it. But oftentimes, we just need that other person to be there, to lend a calming, peaceful presence. And I think we've said something really valuable, Melody, which is to be hopeful. If the mediator is hopeful that things will be worked out, that is going to infuse the room with that positive energy and vibration. And
that's right.
And again, too, how can we have peace on the earth if we don't have peace within ourselves? And if we can't have peace with our neighbors or our employers? Does it feel sometimes like somebody's speaking Chinese and another person is speaking Russian and never the twain shall meet? I mean, how does that work if they're just so completely far apart?
Our purpose is to find common ground. You know, what can they agree on? And what are some of their values that they both agree on? There's got to be common ground somewhere. And that's one of the jobs of the mediators is to find that. And it might not even be about the conflict, of course, but just about the two of them personally. Maybe they both enjoy rock gardening. We also are available to the police departments and the sheriff in the area, and also municipal judges in the different cities, because we also serve Lower Pacific County. And I haven't made as many contacts in Lower Pacific County, but that is our service area also. So we serve all of Clatsop County. And so the municipal judges, if they find that there's a conflict that might fit with mediation and doesn't really have something that's been brought to their attention, they can refer that to us. And the one who gave us this idea was Chief Matthew Workman with Warrenton Police. And he's been working with us closely. We've developed a police referral pad for police officers, not only in Warrenton, but also in the surrounding cities and in Lower Pacific County, for their city officers to use to refer cases that are not criminal and they're not violent, and they're just disputes that need to be held, contacted with somebody else. It might be long ongoing thing, and when they refer persons to us, we'll take that and see what we can do with bringing them to a solution.
And Mary Rose, in terms of mediation, now Terry Wilson's handing me a question. All right, Terry, have you ever mediated a conflict where violence was or could have been the next event?
If we come to a conflict where violence was, it probably wouldn't have come to us, because we're not going to take cases that have been violent.
So those, the courts would take those. Those are,
that's
the ones
something
where they,
that is more of the police realm, and our mediators, we want to protect our mediators from violent situations. And
so you want to work with reasonable people, essentially.
If they're totally upset and angry, those to us are reasonable people, because that's very, very normal. You know, being absolutely screamingly angry is where we usually get people. When they have had it up to their neck, that's when people say, we can't handle this anymore. Let's bring in somebody else.
Right.
And that's when they're willing to mediate. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes people say, oh, well, I'll just go for it for another year and a half. You know, I'll just see what I can do. You know, just shove it under the rug. I'll just grit my teeth. And we're actually hoping that people will see an opportunity to bring their dispute ahead of time,
yeah,
so that it doesn't escalate and it will into way over their heads.
This is what you say right here on your brochure. Early intervention in community conflicts decreases the potential for violence and provides a model for handling future troubles.
Yes.
So what you do is incredibly valuable. Where do you do the mediation sessions?
We have many public rooms that are available to the public, and we are requesting that we use those rooms. In Warrenton at the Northwest Housing Authority,
okay,
we used one of those rooms once, and there are several places. After we get our 501c3, we'll be able to use some of the parks and recreation rooms.
Right.
What we want to do is bring people to a place that's very neutral. One place I was using wasn't neutral for one of the disputants, so we changed our place to meet. We also can use church rooms, buildings, if they'd allow us to do that. I haven't checked with all the churches, of course. But what we offer to the disputants, where we, you know, these are the places we'd like to meet at. Do you have a conflict with something here? And so then they have some choice as to where they'd like to have their mediation at.
It's a very brave thing, I think, to for a person to say, I need help. But it is a courageous and intelligent thing to do, because we all need help from time to time. I would like to have somebody mediate the inner conflict within my own self. Who does that? Okay. It's like, do this. No, don't do this. Who's talking here? Mm-hmm. We only have a few more minutes, but you have a board of directors. Do you want to talk about who's on your board of directors?
We have a very dedicated board of directors, and they come from all walks of life, various parts of the community, from south up to the north. And we have Jim Kerrion, Tom Wilcox, John Irish, Maria Zavalza, Dan Streit, Melody, and of course myself. And I would also like here to mention the people who are volunteering as mediators, Myrna Patrick and Tommy Brunick. Dan Streit is also a mediator, as well as Melody, and John Overholzer, Sandy Fuller, and Jim Kerrion is in training. So out there in the community, you may well know some of these people, and possibly you could thank them for all their hard work that they've been putting into the board for the last year.
Yes, and as you bring peace to these conflicts, you bring peace to the community, it radiates out. And
that's what we believe.
Right, and we only have another minute or so. So any last comments?
Yes, I'd like to say that all of those who are listening, please be looking for volunteer trainings that will be advertised in the papers, the five papers that we have. I'll be putting it out to each paper in Lower Pacific County also, so that people who want to be mediators, if you find that people just come to you with their problems and you have excellent diffusing skills and such, or you just love to listen and you have some of these qualities that were mentioned on this program, we'd like to train you as a mediator. One of the great things about being a volunteer is that we don't overuse you. You don't have to put in hours and hours a week. We might just use you once every 2 months. The euphorism that comes from actually having a success with two disputants is so valuable to your self-esteem and such a happy feeling that it makes mediators stay on year after year.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you both for organizing this, spearheading this, for creating this opportunity. For those of you listening, if your father, your brother, someone is embroiled in a dispute, now there are resources. And let's give that phone number. It's 503-298-5379, Clatsop Community Mediation Services. The email is ccmediationservice@gmail.com. And there will be brochures throughout the community, and then you'll be able to figure out how to reach Melody Twiss and Mary Rose Pearsall. So thank you both so much for this valuable and very needed work.
Thank you.
Peace in the world begins one step at a time here. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, and local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things, expand them on feeling good, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now, in this moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.